love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage.
So are you really sick? You're not just trying to get out of going to see my mother?
Now, Peg, that hurts. You know how much I love that huge, fat woman?
Yeah, we're really sick, Mom. I think we have Monte Cristo's revenge.
Well, Mom's gonna be really disappointed. You know, ever since her dog Rusty died, the only comfort she has is patting your head till she falls asleep.
I am not a Labrador Retriever. And I never bought the fact that a full-grown dog could accidentally wrap itself in bacon and fall in a microwave oven.
Well, what other explanation could there have been?
Well, maybe he could have told us if his mouth hadn't been accidentally toothpicked shut.
You know, I don't know. They find one flea collar in your bed and you're branded for life as a dog eater. Well, gee, I wonder what's taking Bud so long. You know, I sent him to the magazine stand to get Mom some of those larger women romance novels. She wanted The Pie Man Always Rings Twice.
Well, they were all out of the Pie Man saga, so I got her another old favorite, The Red Fudge of Courage. Wait a second. What's with them?
We're sick, so we're not going. Ha! I mean...
So that's it. Mom, I'm telling you, they're not sick. I saw them whispering and plotting in clipped and hushed tones. They don't love Grandma as much as I do. Why was I not included?
Come on, Bud, let's go. You gonna miss me, honey?
Well, I can't until you leave.
Well, you know, I left you plenty of food. It's at the supermarket.
Have a good time, Junior Mint.
Damn you. Damn you both. Damn your eyes.
Come on, Bud. Grandma needs a sitz bath.
If it takes me 1,000 years and 1,000 lives, I'll make you pay for this. This I vow.
Have a good time at Grandma's.
Yeah, tell her we said moo.
They're gone.
Now, Kelly, we're going to be spending a whole week together. And you might hear a yippee or a yow from me. That doesn't mean I don't miss your mama. Just like the changing of the locks don't mean I don't want her back. Just adults express their sadness in different ways. And I express mine by doing the bump. Ah, life is good. To me.
To us. I meant two beers for you and none for me. Daddy, you know, we're gonna have a week to ourselves, and I thought that it would be a good idea if we did something together. You know, we never have.
Well, sure we did. Well, the day you were born, I carried you from the hospital. And 10 years later, we had ice cream, and now, here we are.
Okay. Well, how about if we just talk?
Great. So, how's school?
I'm out of school, Daddy.
Good, good. How old are you?
Well, going by the number of birthday parties that you've thrown for me, I'm 3.
God, how the years go by.
You don't know much about me, do you?
Well, I do know that I carried you from the hospital the day you were born. I remember because I accidentally left you on the top of the car. I was about to drive away when I heard this sad little voice say, "Stop, you're forgetting me." So I got out, let your mother in, and there you were.
Oh, Daddy, I've never felt so close to you. So this week, let's make sure that we never see each other, okay?
I think that would bring us even closer together.
All right, I'll see you next week. Bye, Dad.
Whatever. At last. Single with TV.
Pa? Pa? Can I really keep the pig I raised as a pet?
Sure you can, son. Now, run along and do your chores. The boy sure is dumb.
Who's that white man in the sun? Who's the man with a hitching gun? Who's the man who kills for fun? Psycho dance, psycho dance, dance with the gun. But he loves his son. Killed his wife because he ran out of time. Psycho dance. Psycho dad, psycho dad, psycho dad.
Sorry, Peg. But I'm gonna have to leave you there as a lesson to other women who don't cook for me. Pleading got you married, but it's not going to get you. Well, hello.
Are you going to make me beg?
Oh, you will do things, but begging will not be one of them.
Daddy.
It's not what you think.
It couldn't be.
By the way, what the hell are you doing here?
I'm sick.
I wonder what Psycho Dad would do in a case like that. There, pumpkin. There. God, what a day in the shoe store. We had a clearance sale. We had to get rid of all our size 13 quadruple D's. The store was packed with women. Well, there were actually only 2 in the store, but it was wall to wall. You know, you'd think that women with big fat feet would be slim and beautiful, but surprisingly...
Daddy, I'm sick. Will you make me some toast?
Well, Kelly, you were here all day. Couldn't you make some yourself?
No.
You are your mother's daughter, aren't you? Would you mind telling me why you couldn't make some?
Isn't it obvious? Because I am sick, and if I touched the bread, then I would get my germs on it, and then I would be eating my own germs. Oh, and another reason is we don't have any bread.
Well, if we don't have any bread, how can you expect me to make toast? Ah, no. Why didn't you call me at the store so I could have picked some bread up on the way home?
Isn't it obvious? Because if I used the phone, then I would be getting germs on it, and then I would be talking to my own germs. Come on, give me some bread, Daddy.
Wait, I'm just waiting to hear something. Now I can go.
Are you okay, Daddy?
Oh, great. Lucky for me, the hailstone stopped just as I pulled into the garage. What are you doing?
Eating pizza.
Some for me?
Oh, no, it's all gone, Daddy.
Too bad, because it was a real good one, too.
Who the hell is this?
I'm Artie from Pizza by Jake. You owe me $7.50 plus a tip.
I'll give you a tip. Doors are hard. Keep the change. Pumpkin, let me ask you something. If you couldn't call me at work for bread, when did you decide you could call for pizza?
Well, I was thinking, and I remember that old rhyme, feet are cold, starve for pizza. No, wait, or is it starve a pizza, eat cold feet?
Well, at least we know your fever shot right past your IQ. Now, I guess we can... can use that bread a little later.
What do you want to do, Dad?
Well, we could lower our heads and run into each other.
Daddy, you're so funny. I love you. Do you love me?
Love, hate. Look, we're family. What's the difference? Kelly, go be sick in your room. Daddy wants to watch Tube Top Wrestling.
No, but you can't, Daddy. Because tonight is the big music video countdown. It's the top 10,000 classic videos of 1989. Oh, come on, watch with me, Daddy. Maybe you'll see one of your favorites.
Well, I really like the oldies, you know. See me, touch me, feel me, marry me, kill me. Good night, Pumpkin.
Oh, one more thing, Daddy.
Why, did you hear a tornado's coming? You want me to go out for pantyhose?
Daddy, you know I haven't worn pantyhose since I was 7. Anyway, while the pizza boy was going through the drawers, he found this.
What's that?
It's a bell. Remember, Mom got it last April Fool's? She'd ring it, and you'd think dinner was ready, so you'd come running down the stairs with a big smile on your face. And then when there'd be nothing to eat, we'd all be laughing and pointing, and then you'd go upstairs all sad and hungry. Please stop, Daddy. If I laugh, I'm gonna cough.
But I was starving.
I was starving. Oh, God, you cracked me up. Anyway, I just thought that it would be a good idea to call you when I need something. But don't worry, I'm not gonna use it unless it is really, truly necessary. Oh, I was just playing along with the video.
And for the lack of one condom, an entire life was ruined.
Honey, I'm home.
How was your day?
Well, a wealthy executive's life is a busy one. But why should I bore you with that? Here's my paycheck. So, what did you do today, dear?
Well, I watched TV and drank beer.
You're so clever.
I do what I can.
Do what you can with me.
What is it?
I can't sleep.
Well, have you tried counting something? Like the seconds you have left to live?
I want you to tell me a bedtime story. You know, like you never did when I was a child. Please?
It's not going to work.
Please?
Okay. It's not a happy story. It's a story of great sadness and woe. Once upon a time, there was a man who sold shoes. He was a good man, but somehow, good things never came to him. Did I mention he was a great athlete in high school? People cheered him. That was before the red thing appeared. Darkness fell on Shoe Town. Who would take on the red beast? Who would battle? Who would marry it? The little shoe man stepped forward. Or perhaps the others just stepped back. At any rate, an unholy union was born. So were two unholy children. And the lowly shoe man, who once had been a mighty athlete in high school and scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game and had many offers to junior colleges and could have made something of his life, laid down and died. The end. As in, all night long?
As in, all I want.
Well then, all you shall have.
Honey, I'm home! Al Hercules Bundy! Who is this person?
Who's this, Alzy?
Well?
Well?
Well, obviously, I'm having a hell of a dream. Rather than take time and explain it all, why don't you two just fight over me right here on the bed while I watch and take pictures? And the winner gets to have me first. And third and fifth. You may begin. Girls, there's not enough hair whipping around.
This is really no fun unless you join us.
Yes, please join us.
Well, okay. Here comes Daddy.
Oh, I just
just wanted you to see how cute Buck looked with the bell. Daddy, one more thing.
What do you want?
I want. Want to say good night? God, I feel great. I'm so glad I'm over with that cold. It was death. So, how are you today, Daddy?
Mm-hmm. I'm better. My fever's down to 120 now.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for taking care of me all week. That was very sweet of you, Daddy. And if there's anything that you want, you just ask.
Well, thank you, honey. I could use maybe a little crust of...
Oops, I gotta go. Goodbye.
Fine, go. No eat, no drink, no money have I none. Well, at least there's one thing they can't take away from me.
Al. Al.
Coming.
It's anima time.
Someone ring the bell. Oh, God, I can't wake up.